It's niche.
Yeah, listen, people love but niche.
People love niche and people love keeping up appearances.
Hello and welcome to this month's episode of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. We are back in the studio. We enjoy being here, enjoying recording them live. Hopefully you enjoy the podcast too. We are doing a few changes to the running order tonight. We will start with Keeping Up Appearances. We will then go into our quiz and then we'll go into our Maroon 5 and then we will end with our Keeping Up Appearances results. So we'll start with the game. We'll give the results at the end with our answers in the middle. So hopefully you can play along for the whole podcast. We will hand over to Sean, who has got the three games loaded. Sean, what fixtures are we playing from this week?
Right, so we've gone for two Premier League and a Championship, a pretty big Championship game. We've gone Everton West Ham, which Bob's calling in as the David Moyes derby. We've got Arsenal Chelsea and then the Steel City derby. Sorry, everyone's kicked the mics. Sheffield United and Sheffield Web. Okay, let's spin the wheel.
I'm hoping for the David Moyes derby.
Put the kids in the derby.
Okay, it's definitely the one I think we all secretly wanted. It's the Steel City derby. Sheffield United.
Did I not want that?
Chef Wed.
Did Chris Rigger play for
him? He probably did.
Right, so have you any thoughts or do you want to just get our number?
Tom Davis.
Is he actually playing at the moment, Tom Davis? Every time I check, he doesn't seem to have ever played.
He has played.
He has played
for Sheffield.
Tom Cannon's gone there as well, hasn't he?
Yeah. I think there's someone. Is there someone else as well? Oh, that
exactly. No, they need about 9 months to make a team.
He didn't happen.
There's another someone from Liverpool. There's a Liverpool.
Kevin Campbell's son plays for Sheffield United as well.
Liam Brewster as well. But there's another one. They signed another. I think.
Also, then Tom Jack Robinson.
Is he still there?
He's there, captain,
he's
I think.
He's there,
dog in. They were at 1 point. I think they went level on points with Leeds at the top, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
I think it looks like them two coming. They look a lot better than the others.
I think they're now breaking away, aren't they, from the... Is it the top three are close, then it's done, isn't it, between them?
Did you ever go to one of them when you were in Sheffield? Sure, no tickets were always hard, didn't you?
Did you?
No. And he went to Wednesday a couple of times, but yeah. Remember the first weekend we went up there when we first went to university? That was the derby and it was something mad where it was at one of them and the other one had a screen view and there was like 30,000 of the screen view and it was something mad like that. Hillsborough's attendance is still massive. I think Hillsborough's is bigger than most of them. Sorry, in the top flight. But yeah, I probably won't watch it.
Nah, neither will I.
Is Tom Davis the biggest vibe protector in the Championship?
Goes well saying that. Silly question. The absolute king.
Right, are we doing predictions?
Yes.
Just total guesswork, but go on then.
I know what it'll be. I'll go with 3-1 United.
I go 1-0 United, Tom Davis winner.
I go to be different. I go 1-2.
You're going to say, come on Wednesday.
No, I did prefer United out of two, but I don't mind both, but there's someone who works as a Wednesday fan, so I'll do it for them.
Nice touch by me.
It was, to be fair.
That is emotional.
He won't watch this, so.
That is nice. Respect. I'm an Everton fan.
If it means anything, I'll go 2-1 Sheffield United. I can't go Wednesday. I'm a Sheffield United boy. Right. Get our number then. 15,450, as always. And our number is 291.
I don't think that's Tom Davis.
291 for either Sheffield or Sheffield United. Right, so. The reason we put it at the start, by the way, is to kind of like, I don't know, give a little bit more respect to the game that kind of the podcast started from. And I think it kind of was getting shoved at the end a little bit. So hopefully we can make a bit more of it now. Probably not the best game to do that from. But,
yeah, no, it's a difficult start.
To be on tenterhooks for that one coming back to Sheffield. Everything played for Sheffield United 2-9-1 times.
We could get some good names out of it. But so we're going to take a couple of minutes, have a little think, and then keep our answers until after the quiz, as Callum said. So. Yeah, we'll be back in a minute.
Seems like a good time to segue into Song of the Week.
It does. Osh, what is your Song of the Week?
It feels too early. I don't like it. Way too early.
It is. Should we just do it later?
Do it later.
So, yeah, we've got Yacht Rock written down. That's what the fans wanted. That was the only comment I got was about bringing Yacht Rock back. Yeah.
Hashtag
podcast.
Yacht Rock.
Turn this into a Yacht Rock podcast. Saying,
that's what the fans want.
What would the name be? I feel like we've had Sheffield United before.
We have. We had it when Morgo.
Oh, I wasn't playing then.
So. Yeah, it was Wolves, Sheffield United, that game. He won with Paddy Kenny.
I mean, did he have out of interest?
Right, okay. It was a lot, about 300 odd, I think.
That's all right.
I'll have that trick, Kenny. He's a vibe protector.
He is.
I'm confused now.
I'm just starting because I have no idea what a vibe protector is.
I'm saying is you're not.
Oh, yes, he is.
No one's ever been fair from a vibe protector than you, Tosh.
Come on.
You've gone
too far now.
Have you seen his jacket?
Have you seen my jacket?
Yeah, that is vibes, to be fair.
Vibes. Protecting them.
You are, to be fair.
I've got quite a few names there.
Please do
the
wall.
I'm on camera. Say that for the TikTok.
Yeah.
Right.
I've only got one name. No one's going to go through it, but I feel like I like putting a few more into the field.
Yeah, you can still think while we do the quiz.
No, I can't.
God, this is going to be a long night, isn't it? Jesus.
Are we going with that then?
You are?
Are we moving on then?
Have you got one?
Yeah.
Right, I think that's time then. Okay, so it's time for Richard Osman's House of Games. Take it away, Bob.
It's time for Leon Osman's House of Games, and we're going for Rich Harliston.
Said that better this time.
Yeah, I was better prepared. Cal and I reacted poorly. So, first one, I just want both teams to lose this weekend, but can you give me the name of one of the semi-finalists from this year's League Cup?
So there's only four?
Yeah.
Great.
Oh.
Should we explain as well that this, remember the principle of the game, just in case any new listeners...
I was getting ahead of myself there, so...
any listeners at all at this point?
I'll ask a few questions and there will be multiple potential answers. Everybody's got to give me a unique answer, and to add more jeopardy into it, I will also provide an answer which may cancel out.
You've got to write yours as well.
Unique answers. I have already typed it on my spreadsheet here, but...
This one's a real thinker, isn't it? You've got to think, what are people going to go?
Yeah.
Are they going to go down the obvious route?
Or what's the obvious route?
Or are people going to think, no one's going to go the red? Or people are going to think, no one's going to go the red. So I'm not going to go the red.
Cal won't write that word, will he? So.
Correct.
Right. How do you want to do it, Rob?
Should we do 3, 2, 1, then everyone goes?
Everyone goes?
Yeah.
Everyone can see your answers for giving up appears. That's predicted by me.
I rub my.
I'll
I reckon one at a time. One at a time.
Okay. Tosh, go first.
Like the weakest link.
I went for Tottenham Hotspur. Thinking, did you see that news? You're not allowed to just call them Tottenham now. They appear for apparently in the telly. They've asked that they not be called Tottenham. Mm. Either be called Tottenham Hotspur or Tottenham or just Spurs. They don't mind that.
Mm.
So if anyone's put Tottenham in, I'm cancelling that out.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I did put Spurs.
So it's all right. That's wrong for this game.
Yeah.
Sean?
Me? I also put Spurs.
I went for Arsenal.
So
no points there.
What do you think like, though?
Yeah.
Fucking ass, that happened.
It's pretty good. Tuesday was a great evening for the City. Can you give me the name of a player who scored in the penalty shootout between Liverpool and PSG?
Oh, didn't watch it. Do we have to know the name?
What else did I write down?
I heard the name the other day and it was a good name.
Just say that then.
Yeah. Just say the one with the good names, does that work?
Well, if it's all right if he scored on Tuesday.
Well, he did, yeah. But no, I'm saying, if I just say the person who's got a good name, is that an acceptable answer?
Oh, no. Certainly isn't. Sean, stop looking at my answer.
George Baldock didn't score.
I was not going to be happy with my handwriting then. Go on. Tosh?
Go the other way this time.
Yeah.
Okay, go on. Yeah. Okay, right. I've gone Mo Salah.
Ooh.
I was hoping nobody would.
Yeah, I didn't
do that.
I didn't think that.
And with Doué.
That was the name. What's his first name?
Fantastic. No idea.
It's a good first name.
He's absolutely...
I like it.
He's absolutely brilliant. Sean what a player.
Or Doué.
Doué.
I went for Dembélé because that was the best penalty.
Oh, man.
Bob's gone it.
Get in. Obviously, I was going for the one with no weak foot.
He's not good, he is, by the way.
Well, I didn't actually watch the game. I heard people talking about his appearance off the bench.
Next question. Southampton may just avoid accumulating the worst points total in Premier League history. Can you name any of the teams that are currently in the bottom five in terms of Premier League points totals for a single season?
Good question.
Thank you.
I've got an answer. I'm not confident, though.
I think I'm confident to the answer, but I think someone else. But now you've said that, made me feel better. I thought you'd have gone for the same as me.
Where are we going again?
That's me first now, isn't it?
Okay.
I'll go with guess. I'll go with Norwich.
Oh, sounds like someone else has gone Norwich. I was thinking, I think Burnley last year might have been close. But I think the year after I think Sheffield United at one point were definitely close to people saying they were going to break Derby's record. I assume they didn't get much more. I can't remember if that last year or the year after COVID, but I'm going to go Sheffield United.
Also went Norwich. Sorry. Well, it's not even right, is it?
It's also incorrect. Yeah, it's also I went for Derby County because they're obviously the obvious answer.
Was Burnley a correct answer?
No, you could have had Derby, Sunderland, Sheffield United, Huddersfield Town, or Aston Villa, surprisingly.
Oh, yeah. Sunderland was the one that Derby broke, didn't they? Yeah, no, that's good.
So after three questions, everyone's on 1 point.
Ooh. How many more have you got? Two.
I'm winning on goal difference because I've had all correct answers.
Here we go again.
In theory.
It
comes down to it.
In theory.
As it's St. Patrick's Day on Monday, can you give me the name of a player who has made an appearance for the Ireland senior national team and also played for Everton in the Premier League? Quite a few potential answers here.
Did you mind last second?
Should I have gone for who I know Sean's going to go for?
Did that have to be Premier League, did you say?
Yeah, Premier League appearance, full Ireland.
Oh no, mine's fine. I was just thinking of smaller ones.
Was it you, Tosh?
What?
Was it you?
Mine's a rogue answer.
There are some potential rogue answers, to be fair.
I was going to go Richard Dunn. I thought someone might have gone that, but in the end, I think Darren was spelt with an O, but I can't remember Darren Gibson.
Yeah, I would be marking you down if you spelt it incorrectly.
Gibbo. Baller.
Correct, baller.
Me? I had a drink as well.
You did?
And a drive. Sometimes at the same time. Yeah. Allegedly.
Maverick. This is a rogue shout. So I was going to go with a player then I think Sean might have put in. I think he made an appearance for us in the Prem. Tom Cannon.
Correct.
I think that is it. Yeah, good answer. I did only mention him 10 minutes ago as well.
Where did you get that phone call?
Liverpool fan, by the way.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, he's a Liverpool fan.
Is he Shelter?
I don't know. I thought it off. He's incorrect.
Right, I've gone for someone I've always been an admirer of, mainly for his sweet bod.
Oh, no. Is it
the man I pride myself on, Aidan McGeady.
You are all correct. I obviously went for our Lord and Saviour, James Coleman.
Who did you think I was going for?
Kilban.
You should have gone for Kilban if he's going Coleman. You should have gone Kilban, really.
Did you see the overlap? I'd seen a clip today where Rooney said he was close to playing for Ireland. So I've seen a clip of him. Yeah, you're saying he was close to accepting an Ireland call-up.
Definitely not true.
I mean, he was saying it.
I think he was joking, weren't he? That's what he said. They were going to try and make him play.
He said
they said he'd go and play for the under-21s. I'm going to play for the under-21s. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I don't think he said.
I'm just saying.
I think at that point he knew he was the best player. I'm going to play for Ireland.
Should have done Johnny Bob?
Yeah, exactly. Rat. Got a big problem. Oh, we're going into the last question. We're all evil.
I'm evil.
Equal on point. So the last question
Magic
is
and steel. Sean's mic.
Jim Ratcliffe went on a bit of a rant about the state of Manchester United this week. Can you name one of the players he labelled as things from the past, inherited, not good enough, and overpaid?
I reckon we'll get a winner here. I reckon two of us are going to go the same. There's my prediction.
I think someone's going to go by, definitely.
I reckon me and Callum will go the same. There's my prediction.
Well, Callum's just looked at your board, so...
I've written the same.
he's first.
Go on, Al, go, because they know what they've got. The only one I can remember was Casemiro.
Oh, no.
Me next. Casemiro.
So I was going to write that Anthony as well, but I thought sure someone would go for him. Oh,
so we finished equal on point.
What a great game.
No, it's got to have a decider.
I actually don't have a decider. I reckon
a number between 1 and 4, Bob. You're right, a number between 1 and 4.
No.
And see who gets it.
What have we become, honestly?
Something like winner of the Prem or something. Leicester, I'm gone.
Who are you going, Sean?
Oh, did I win on goal difference?
I think you did.
Yeah. I don't want to, but I will take it.
Right,
good quiz, Bob.
Good questions.
Yeah,
just a shame everyone's on the same wavelength.
Unfortunately,
who were the other ones? Did he say Onana as well?
He said Anthony, Casemiro, Onana, Hoyland, Sandro, and Lisandro Martinez. Surprisingly,
did he say Martinez?
I think he was the particular one for being overpaid. Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think I heard that comment. I've just seen people talking. Some of that Hoyland team's harsh.
Should do a true five on the worst stadiums ever.
It looks awful, doesn't it?
Yeah. Just like, really bad. Yeah, like a big condom stretched all over the top. It's absolutely mad.
Yeah. Yeah, the day before, saying they're about to go bust, and he's like, the stadium's going to cost billions of pounds.
Good luck. Saved a load of money on the potato waffles put towards the stadium.
Great. If he's on the wind-up, man, I'm here for it.
As long as you get your potato waffles.
You just love sacking people. I like it. Sacking people and making people hungry. He's like, that was neat. Yeah. I don't think I've ever had a free lunch. He definitely had loads of free lunches anyway. You've never paid for anything.
Yeah. Right. Is it time to get our Keeping Up Appearances answers?
Yes.
I think it is.
Okay. So we're getting used to the system, but go on then. I think we'll start with Tosh. You're my first name I've got down.
Yeah, I'm the only one. I only had one name. I struggled. I went Current, who I know plays for them now, has played for them for a good while. No idea on the actual time he's played for them. I'm going Barry Bannon.
Ooh, what a name as well.
He feels like he probably would have paid more.
Yeah.
I feel like he's been there forever.
For a long time. Absolute baller as well.
That banner.
He was on like ridiculous wages in League One as well. Like, he was getting paid ridiculous. Really? Like, they signed him, yeah. But stayed there, been fairly loyal.
Baller. Go on.
Half my answers have been wiped out.
I've wrote down two players from the same era.
Of who?
Of the Warnock of Sheffield United.
Oh no.
That's so unlike you to go for something like that.
Yeah. I
like
it. I'm going to go with. I actually don't know how long he was there, to be honest, but I feel like he was there for a long time. But I might die on my sword here. Michael Tong, I'm going to go for.
All right, I had him written down.
My only answer.
That might not bode well for me.
Tongi,
yeah.
I've seen him score an equaliser away at Sheffield Wednesday for Leeds. Was it him?
Yeah.
Did he go to Leeds?
No, Michael Brown was at Leeds.
No, I don't know, maybe.
I don't remember Michael Tong other than...
Who scored that? Remember the one where Kirkland got punched by the fan? Do you remember that? For the fan?
I remember that. I don't remember who scored in that game, though.
I was there for that, on the other end.
Right, go on, Rob.
I had a fair few answers, and I'm going to go quite rogue here. I think he was an important player when he got promoted, but then got badly injured, and I think he's now retired. And I go for someone who... believe is from Liverpool and go for Jack O'Connell.
Yes. Played for Lidl and Remeker.
What?
He played for Lidl and Remeker.
Yeah. That didn't sound like a word. Yeah.
The Remy.
Are you doing riddles?
I think I don't know if he still is. He was going out with Alex Greenwood, the one who plays for City.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's still the case. Just trying to find who scored the goal for Sheffield Wednesday.
Right.
Are you stumped, John?
I really am. I don't have another player.
You want one?
No. I'll come up with my own one. This is going to go well, isn't it?
James Beattie.
No, I know he wasn't there very long.
Would it be a better answer?
Not like you only have one answer.
I was so calm. I was just like, I'll just go with that. I didn't think anyone else would go Michael Tong.
Just while you're thinking, it was Tong who scored that goal.
Right. Oh, was it?
Yeah.
So how many times you played?
Absolute limbs when he scored that.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. One of the best I've ever seen.
I have no idea. I will go.
Should we ask the next feature?
Somebody scored a Thunder Bastard for us in the derby.
No, it's not a bad idea.
But he played that many times, though.
He was there for a while. He was and two spells as well.
How long has he had Everton for? He must have played 400 times for Everton, mustn't he?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose, yeah, he played a lot of games, didn't he? Yeah. No, so that's maybe not a bad shout.
Can I take it off you?
No, I don't think so. Stop giving him ideas. Yeah. You've got 400 names on there. We all see him during the quiz.
I'm going to go with Chef Wednesday keeper. I think he's no longer with us. Pavel Sernacek.
Do you not go to Newcastle?
Have you pulled that name out of your arse? Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, he probably wasn't. I just remember him from my sticker books when I was a kid. He was definitely on the boy. Same sticker book, yeah. He was a chef wedding, that one. But I think he was in on at Newcastle first.
I don't know. I just remember him from his passing away.
He might not have been there that long, but I'll go for it because I've got nothing else. So
it's definitely a good name. There'll be some people loving that. Newcastle fans love him, I think.
Do they?
Yeah. I think that's
a good selection there.
It's a good keeping up appearances selection.
Yeah. It's a good game, though, isn't it? To be fair.
Good pod.
Keeping up appearances.
that is not true.
Good mic.
Move on. So we will go from our keep up appearances answers, which we will find the results for later in the podcast, and you can find out how we get on, to moving over to Maroon 5. We obviously haven't done a Maroon 5 in a while without having any pods.
I've been doing them without you.
Have you? debating yourself. It's right. Yeah. It's a surprise.
I'm on the best run I've ever done on you. Yeah, this week, obviously being a bit of a special episode first for a while, we're going to do it, I suppose, slightly different because it's not that topical. So we're going to go without breaching copyright at room 442, or as Bob would say,
44 fucking 2. The Mike Bassett.
Yeah. That's not good, is it?
Anyway, yeah, so as you can probably imagine, similar maybe to room 101. So we're going to suggest our things that we'd like to get rid of football. Is it from, what's it from, 1984, room 101?
Yeah.
So that's the sort of level we're at.
It is, yeah. Intellectual.
But so room 4, what are we going to put into our room 442? So anything left is completely as open as that. Anyone can go wherever they like, but it's something they'd get rid of. Right. Bob can have a rest. He's done his hard work.
Thank you.
Well done, Bob.
Well done, Bob. Yeah.
See in the white house.
Let's go, Callum.
Me first?
Yeah.
Okay, so I am going to go with something that I think I've mentioned previously, briefly, in one of the other podcasts. I'm going to put into room 442 what I might call the domestic cup mafia, the people who are trying to ruin domestic cups in this country. I think... Why are you laughing?
I wasn't laughing. I thought my bottle made a noise.
No, it did.
Sorry, yes. Apologies.
I'm going to put into 442 the cup mafia, people who are trying to ruin and just get involved and try and change English cup system. I think it's been fine the way it's been for 100 plus years. There's no reason for these people to come and change it now and ruin it. And I think it's ruining the enjoyment in cup football. It's ruining the excitement in cup football. I think it's actually ruining it for like the pyramid as well. It seems to favour the bigger team. So there's kind of three things that I've highlighted, which are sort of the case in point for the cup mafia, but then also kind of things that I don't like in cups. So the first one, and people changing cups, would be the semi-final shouldn't be at Wembley. I don't think semi-finals shouldn't be at Wembley. I think semi-finals should be at
a different neutral ground,
a neutral club ground. Yeah. It should be a special day to get to Wembley. That should be kind of the big day out, the one that you're kind of aiming for. That should be the pinnacle of it, and the pinnacle of like a lot of players' careers. So I think swerve having semi-finals at Wembley. I imagine the only reason that is there is to try and claw back some sort of money.
That's exactly right. It's financial.
Yeah,
Wembley on over budget, so they had to do that.
Yeah, which is stupid. I think just kind of that should be the day of the final. My second one would be something that we've kind of definitely noticed this year, especially with the Everton game the other week, that kind of clash with the pod is stupid kickoff times for the FA Cup. Have them all on a Saturday afternoon. So everyone has got that kind of excitement on the day of those games. I think, right, you can maybe have one a bit of an early kickoff, put it on telly, but an FA Cup game shouldn't be on the Thursday, 8 o'clock at night. Especially for like those Peterborough fans who are making a journey for those clubs. They need smaller clubs playing big Premier League clubs.
Or Everton.
Yeah. it's a day to go and like visit the club and stuff.
You know, it's a day to go to a big club, big stadium. Ideally, they'd want that stadium packed out.
Yeah.
You know, the attendance is going to be lower on those nights. But I think that the reason for that is that they want it on telly.
Yeah.
You also get a quarter of the gate as well in terms of the turnout.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so
or half the gate, I think it's
yeah, so you want a big gate, a big turnout. And, you know, Thursday, 8 o'clock at night probably wasn't going to suit them. And that, I think that is just for, like, the foreign TV market, which shouldn't be the priority. Third one isn't kind of outside people, but people who are already there, which is managers wearing tracksuits in the final. Managers should wear a suit for the final, is my point. Managers should wear a suit for the final. No tracksuits, wear a suit. Wear your Sunday best, Bob.
Like Tony Pulis did.
Came out in the suit. I think that's worse. I think that's disrespectful.
Fan of a pro.
Could be. So yeah, I think managers should be made to wear a suit for the final as well. And I did have a fourth.
I'd swap it with your third.
Yeah, but I wasn't sure if this one, I think it was the case last year. I don't know if it's the case this year as well. The final being before the end of the season.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it is this season. I'm not sure it was last
year. Yeah, that is, the final should definitely be at the end, after the end of the season. There's no way the final of the FA Cup should be during the season. It's a joke. Like, I think when you're growing up and you see all like the sort of the generations older than us were growing up, you see the clips back like cup final day. It was like a massive day in the calendar. Like everyone was watching. Yeah, everyone was watching. It'd be stuff. Like, you know, after the season ended, that was like a big massive day. Now it's kind of like shoehorned into like a weekend in the season. I think is disrespectful to the cup.
There's Everton's last. I think Everton's last game of Goodison is the day after the cup final. That's why it's guaranteed to be on a Sunday.
Yeah,
so it's hard to fix just that weekend.
Yeah, I think there's no way that should be during the season. So I think the Cup Mafia need to get out of the Cups and stop ruining English Cup football. So I will throw all them into 4-4-2 and hopefully we get our game back. It's my nomination.
I think they're properly solid arguments there, but my only point is I don't know why you're that bothered about ruining Cup competitions as an Everton fan, because invariably we go out early doors anyway.
I'd counter that by saying that's the reason it's ruined. I think I could play devil's advocate to all the points, I think. But I think it's because, I think it's just the money. I think that's so, like, all this stuff now is trying to overcompensate because the FA Cup just is rubbish. Because it is, because you know there's only one of 16 who's going to win it.
Mm.
And the same with the League Cup and all of that, because you just know at the start of the year. Actually, you know, same now, isn't it? Like the actual FA Cup now, if you took City out, that would look great. All them games, you just know City are going to do nothing and win it.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, now you think, man, how great it, but it wouldn't be, no, no, yeah, being an Everton kind of Bournemouth one, because you think, God, that could have been us.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it's just a byproduct of the Premier League and the greed and all these owners of that. So the FA Cup just means nothing now.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's, like, all the other stuff, like the kickoff time, you know, that just happens in the Premier League as well. That's just that they're just copying what happens in the Premier League. And yeah, Everton could play Southampton on a Friday night. You know, like all them sorts of things and vice versa. So, yeah, but no, I do agree with you. You would want the FA Cup. I think I've said it before about that's the one thing I sort of wish I'd been around for, the thing of the FA Cup. Because even now when Everton are going to Bournemouth, like, we're getting beaten home to Bournemouth in the Cup, regardless of how good Bournemouth are.
Yeah.
But yeah. The Wembley one, though, the other one I'd say, on that note, I think as well, like, when you're a club like Everton who are not really going to win the FA Cup, that is the only chance maybe to get to Wembley. I know you're right, it shouldn't be. Yeah. It should be a reward, and I do agree with you on that, but like when we beat United in the semi, that was...
Oh, no, it was great and wonderful. No, you are right, it gives people that chance, but I think it should be more special than that.
Sorry, I mean, I know you were all there, but did that matter that was in Wembley? Would that feeling have been the same if it was anywhere else? It doesn't really.
I suppose then you would have said that would have been it. It was against United, so it would have been Anfield or City, wouldn't it? But
would have been funny it being at Anfield.
Yeah. But I suppose then it would have been that thought of, oh, we're winning that and we're going to Wembley. That's the thing, isn't it? Yeah. No, that's a fair point. But yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I think that's it. It's like everything. It's just financial, isn't it, as we said. It
takes away the we're going to Wembley twice. Chance as well, isn't it?
That's the big thing. Put that in your list. Take the cross tracksies out and put that. I think when Gazza scores that free kick against Arsenal, a great FA Cup moment. That's a semi final. I think that's at Wembley. That's not necessarily just a recent thing. I don't know if that's just because it's both London. Maybe because obviously it would try and be in a neutral. Like Villa Park seemed to be everything, didn't they?
Yeah.
I love that. Is that the one with the interview afterwards?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
What a fella.
Yeah. the main thing for me is the suit one.
I genuinely
can't believe you're that bothered.
I also don't think you are that bothered.
Manage to wear suits.
Like, no, this isn't Maroon 5 and you put four things in. Like, you're going to put one and one of them is that.
No, my thing was...
It was a subcategory.
It was, correct.
I think you're allowed to have mine's got subcategory.
Yeah, no, it was.
Especially when he's turned up dressed like Steve Jobs.
This game was.
It was selling milk tray. It was a subcategory. But no, I think manager should wear suits in the final. Not tracksuits.
I don't think that's a reason to bin it off them, but
yeah.
You also didn't really mention the League Cup, so I think what's your thoughts on the League Cup?
I wouldn't get rid of that.
Well, you said domestic cups and it was just everything FA Cup based.
Yeah.
Yeah.
League Cup, keep that. That's fine.
That's good as it is.
Yeah, perfect.
Love it.
That's perfect. Unless the manager wears.
Yeah. Are you allowed? No, you should be allowed to wear tracks in the League Cup.
I bet Eddie Howe will.
Yeah.
PE teacher.
But also, I thought you were going to mention replays. No, too obvious.
No, we kind of went through that last time.
Yeah, you're right.
We went through the replays last time.
I think it's fair enough.
I think replays should be there.
Right then. Solid enough start, that Colin. Well done.
Thanks, Dush.
Domestic Cup Mafia. I reckon just bin the League Cup off. That'd be my thing.
Get him in 4-4-2, mate.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, 4-4-2, Cup Mafia, getting rid of them. Next, one show.
I thought it'd be me. Right, okay. So, mine's not quite as widespread as Callum's. Mine's a very niche issue that I've got with football. I think I've mentioned it to you in the past, either on the podcast or just in general. But one thing that really
grinds your gears.
It really grinds my gears. And I think it's sad in that, like, I don't want to be, and I don't want us to be with this topic. I don't want us to turn into, like, one of them, like, woke Joey Barton podcasts. I really don't want that.
I do.
I thought you might. But, yeah.
A woke Joey Barton podcast.
Like anti-woken.
Yeah, it sounds like
dead outspoken and like being all negative and that.
Callum just crossed off women's footy for his dream 101 now. He's just said that he's not allowed to say that.
That's what I meant. But the thing for me is, I mean, this probably speaks more about me being a gimp, but when I was a kid, that is true. But even to this day, when I play football, I like wearing a specific shirt number.
Yeah.
It's a shirt number I wore as a kid, and I wore it because of a certain player. And what makes me sad about football now is that tradition of wanting to wear the shirt number of your hero is just gone because footballers or young players at the minute are kind of more into their own brand, their own kind of, I don't know the word, making a career for themselves, making their own name. And I just think it was a big part of football. I don't know, you probably had it when you were a kid. Like, you've got specific numbers that are like specialty for whatever reason or with a position kind of thing.
I never got a game anyway, so it didn't really matter.
Number 12.
Yeah.
Special to you.
I'm
not even one of these, like, people who's like, I need my starting 11 and like 1 to 11. I don't care about stuff like that.
Oh, no, that's
I'm
important.
More just, it's got like, I don't know. I think young players coming through, young English players, and that they should want to wear a certain number. I love that when Beckham went to like LA Galaxy, he wore like 23 because it was like, I know it's not a footballer, but it was a number linked to Michael Jordan. So it was like,
Michael 7 wasn't available.
Well, yeah, but I mean, but then he's got like,
you had 7 in LA Galaxy. There wasn't allowed to wear that.
Number 7.
Yeah. Get out. Sorry, when he went to LA, he had 23. I just think it's a big, it's a part of football that we shouldn't lose. And I've had a little look at some of the numbers in like the Premier League at the minute. And you can probably guess the main culprits, the main teams.
Liverpool
and
City.
Like, their numbers are an actual disgrace.
I was trying to think for Liverpool. Who is it apart from Trent?
So they've got, obviously, so you've got
Quanta.
You've got Trent, 66. You got Quanta, it's 78. They've got Connor Bradley, 84.
Oh,
they've got three keepers other than Alisson. 56, 62 and 95.
Nah, that's it.
Yeah. They're keepers. It's just an absolute joke.
That is disgusting.
And you look at like that, obviously you got Alexander-Arnold, Connor Bradley, like they're the future for what you want to say.
Not Trent anymore.
And they're, I don't know, it's just like they just want that to become their number that kids want to wear rather than respecting the people they love growing up. I just think it's sad.
A good thing to support your case here, and that what it should be like is that when if/when, emphasis on the word when, Trent goes to Real Madrid, I don't think he'd be able to take on his famous number 66 here because it's not allowed in Spain.
Isn't it?
You're only allowed 1 to 25 in Spain.
Oh, are you? I didn't know that.
First team players.
Oh, yeah. I want that.
All right, yeah. I didn't know that.
Bring that in. That's what I want. Thanks, Bob. Like that would
I don't think I've just made that up. I'm pretty
it
sure
might
that's
be
a thing.
Along those lines, yeah. But like, even your City, like Rico Lewis, 82, James McAtee, 87.
Any 69s?
I didn't. Not that I could find. I just think, yeah.
Different internet search.
Phil Foden started it all, didn't he? That stupid 47.
His granddad or something.
That's nonsense. Like, it's like Trent, I was reading, I was like, why is Trent 66? I googled it the other day and he goes, oh, and then it was his coach at the academy gave him 66. And I'm like, and that's not a reason. Mm. That's not a reason to keep hold of it. He should want like the number two, or the, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Problem is though, to slightly counter, you're saying about like Beckham's 23. Is it not a point that once at that point now, Trent 66 is quite iconic?
But that's my problem, is
it? He should be iconic.
But like your number that you're referring to is like 14. So like you love 14, don't you?
Yeah. Yes.
But like, could you have argued before squad numbers came in, someone might have said that about 14 because players shouldn't really been playing with 14.
But I think it's within reason, isn't it?
Because within your reason.
Sorry?
Within your reason.
No, but it is within reason. That's still a first team. Like that's within your squad on a match day.
But it wasn't up until a certain point.
I know, but until it's now crept up to 100. Liverpool have got a player nearly 100. When are we going to have hundreds? We'll have that soon.
Can I counter it as well?
Yeah.
Obviously, it's because in it now, I think over the last 5 and a bit years, academy players have been given numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
And the point, like, so like, yeah, when they're young, so the point is like their numbers, as they go towards the first team, the numbers come down.
But they don't, that's the point Sean's making.
Yeah, but they keep in the number that they break through in, obviously means something to them for that, so they keep it. So they've had that number for years.
But my point is, again, they're only thinking about themselves. And I'm not expecting them to think about me because I care about the traditions of people wearing
they watch this, they might
the favourite player.
They won't do
but that. I just don't like the kind of like self-centered way footballers are at the minute.
Yeah, no,
like, obviously it covers a wide range of stuff. I just think in this case, it's now just like, I want my, it's all about me. I don't know. It's like, I mean, me and Bruce has been mentioned about 4 times, but like, remember when he won the World Cup?
He turned
the shirt around.
A lot of them did it, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, they got things to that. Off, yeah. It was like, it's about the name on the front, not though, do you know what I mean?
Could you not kind of say, like, players wanting that iconic, like, saying a Liverpool player wanting number 8, could you not say he doesn't deserve that? It's too soon for him to have that kind of thing. So is he not right to want to maintain the...
It's wanting to get there, I suppose, isn't it? It's that point of, would Trent wouldn't be a number 8, but if he's, like, Liverpool's best player, he's not trying to get there, he wants 66 rather than getting to 7 or 8 or whatever.
You should want that Gerrard shirt or that whatever shirt. He doesn't. He wants his own shirt.
Yeah. Well, there was always that thing with Gerrard couldn't have 8, he had 17, didn't he? Like 1 and 7, 8.
Who's that fellow who did that in Italy? Yeah, and he famously put the plus, was
yeah, it? Yeah, yeah. Was it 9 plus 1 or something?
Yeah, yeah. Something like that, or the other way around. Was it, did he give it to Ronaldo? No, there was a 9 and 1. It might have been a 5 and 5 as well.
Yeah.
But I was just about to say, wasn't Messi 32 for Barca when he started?
30.
Is that only recent they've gone 1 to 25?
No, I think it's
suppose
a, like
youth,
one.
Yeah.
Youth players, obviously.
But even he's an example of you went 30, 19, 10, and he's sort of made that sort of step.
Yeah. And even the GOATs, not making it all about him. Do you know what? If he was around now, he probably would. He'd have probably kept 30, and it was like.
What was he when he went to PSG?
30. Neymar apparently offered him number 10, and he said, now I'll you keep that.
Again, is that like a classic Americanized thing? Is that like, because obviously the basketball, you always had numbers like
it's the
Larry
brand,
Bird and 33.
Yeah,
and
it's the brand,
John 32. So I'm saying, is that why that kid would have came in the first place to try and sort of alongside the Premier League squad numbers rather than just.
Interesting. It's commercial, isn't it? It's commercial. But yeah, I don't think like no one's going to remember like Conor Bradley 84 or whatever he is, are they? But I think it's.
They might if he becomes.
They will.
Yeah. People have said that about Trent when you're 66.
But like these kids all over too, like they'll have their name in 66 on because of him, and it's like
you see loads of like Saturday when you watch like kids like Saturday League. It's like a lot of loads and we'll have a 66 now. Mm-hmm. Games gone.
Interesting.
It really is. I like there's loads of games gone shouts obviously, but I just think that is one of them, and it's yeah. I don't know. It's only a tiny thing, but it probably pulls me out. I just think it's a sad state of affairs the way young footballers are coming through and. There's no kind of I don't know, care for tradition on it, and it's just all about them. Just pop it, does me in.
Fair enough. Compelling case as always, Sean.
Thanks.
I'll step in then. Can I? Really? I want to give an honourable. Do you want to go? I'm torn between two, so I'm going to mention my second one. And it is me favourite thing to talk about is referees. And I think it comes in light of yesterday and that penalty. And again, my big gripe at the moment. So if I was putting it in, I'm not going to put it in, but I might do if people prefer this one. So I'm going to leave it open. And I put Howard Webb and all these the people who give Howard Webb a platform to come on and explain things, because the likes there last night, I don't care whether that is the correct decision. That is not the correct decision. Yeah. So we're filming the day, we're recording the day after Alvarez's penalty was overruled. Why is that? And why is it not even a retake? Why is it just not...
I thought it was going to be a retake.
But again, this is what my problem is now. They just, all these nerds who again shouldn't be anything to do with football. Howard Webb, why is he making decisions on football? He just used to stand in there blowing the whistle.
Yeah.
And he's now telling us, yeah, that was the right decision. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. So, yeah. I've got my big gripe, and all these people who come on and they're telling us, you know, on the Saturday, like, I actually, the Everton United one, very recent, I actually didn't really think that was a penalty.
It was.
But by all their own things of, it shouldn't have been overruled, and everyone comes out and says, oh yeah, you know, there's five people have looked at it, and they all unanimously agreed. Yeah. No, it isn't. These people have just made up their own rules and decided.
Yeah.
So yeah, kick them out of football, and kick giving them a platform. Michael Owen and Howard Webb having that show. Yeah. Two people like there, imagine them. They're discussing the football.
Yeah.
Michael Owen is hated by everyone. And Howard Webb is probably the same. So, yeah, that is one going.
Well, can we clip I just in wanted to mention a story about Michael Owen?
Yeah, I could do, yeah. Bring him back. I like him now. What I'm going to do is, and again, it's a bit of a games gone sort of thing again. So it is a bit of a moany, but my nomination is going to be a bit like Callum. I'm going to go for a 2 or 3-pronged approach. The first one is just generally the Ballon d'Or. So I think I'm going to go for the Ballon d'Or and the effect I think it's had. I think we have spoke about the Ballon d'Or before. And I think when we did it, we sort of said, I remember us making the point that I think when we were young, no one really spoke too much about the Ballon d'Or. I imagine, and I could be wrong, there'd probably be even years when we were 12, 13, where you wouldn't have even known who won the Ballon d'Or or, you know, the night it happened. Mm. I hate now it's this big song and dance on the actual evening with this, like the Oscars. There's like millions of people there, all obviously the influencers and things like that. But I hate now, like I was listening to a podcast before and they're like, it's a discussion, you know, like this Rafinha for Barca, you know, could he be getting a few nominations for the Ballon d'Or? We're in like March. Who even cares? Like, you know, it's that thing.
Probably.
He might do. Mm-hmm. But it's that thing of just like, why are people bothered? And I think that the effect it had, and I wonder if it is a Messi Ronaldo sort of thing where obviously there was a very direct comparison. I think people like to think that it was all, oh, Ronaldo was bothered about it. I'm sure Messi was as well. But I think that leads me to my main point of like that idea of like stats and football and like this discussion that it leads to. And I think obviously if you go on things like Twitter and whatever it is, TikTok, and you get quite a...
Blue Sky.
What's that?
Blue Sky, new one.
Oh, yeah. No, you get these debates. That's not as aggressive am I liking Blue Sky. It's too nice on there. You get all these debates and it's fueled by stats. Oh, you know, Salah's much better than Thierry Henry because already he's surpassed him. You know, he's already got more assists than David Beckham as well. It's just nonsense, isn't it? And like, you know, I think that's what me sort of second and third point to link, the idea of stats and then leading to this, I don't know what the word is, but you know, like tribal nature of defending a player. You know, Mo Salah has to be better than Eden Hazard because he scored this amount of goals, he's done this. Well, actually, they're just two very good players. One of which, you know, maybe didn't score as many. Salah is obviously brilliant and is ruthless and scores lots and lots of goals. Hazard, imagine watching Hazard for like a season and not thinking that's one of the best footballers you'll ever see.
Yeah.
And then what tends to happen is it isn't just a case of Salah's better than him. It's a case of Hazard's rubbish.
Yeah.
look at his numbers that season. He only scored 2 goals that season.
Do you not think though that's not the Ballon d'Or, that's just social media. And like,
maybe, yeah.
And like, that's how you get views, isn't it? Like,
just, yeah,
I mean, that's what we're not doing. But like, the amount of football podcasts.
That's why I don't want views.
The amount of football podcasts, you see, and it's like we're ranking our top five wingers ever.
That's true,
and it's every week.
Just to get a debate.
And then it's like, if he says Salah, I can't say Salah, I've got to say someone else. And then it just ends up with two big extreme arguments rather than everyone going, we're all boss.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Do you know what? It's a game of opinions. You might like Salah more than you like Hazard. And that's fine.
But that doesn't get you views.
Is that what it's like on Blue Sky? Because I might get into it, because that's what I imagine it is. That Simpsons gif of all the people holding hands on. That's what Blue Sky is. But my thing, sorry to Callum, I my head, the reason I'm linking that to the Ballon d'Or is because I think in our world, I probably got caught on myself, I think it comes from a Messi-Ronaldo sort of thing.
Like, where's the next rival?
Yeah, but more, even more so, it was Ronaldo has to be better than Messi, because look at the goals he scored in this season, and look at how many cups he's won. I think cups won is a different time, and that is a good stat to have.
Yeah.
And again, obviously the other thing is just all these new ridiculous stats that people come up with and say, like, yeah. So I don't know, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I think perhaps you linked to what Sean just said then. I think all your points are kind of, it's football, social media.
Probably is.
Which might go into 4-4-2. Yeah. I think that's what's made the...
just on Blue Sky, that, then.
Yeah, I think that's what's made the...
that's allowed.
I think that's what's made the whole Ballon d'Or thing. It is just kind of like... it's just social media and like kind of picking up and all these kind of stats and things, and people needing to defend players, as you said, and players getting over exaggerated through social media and stuff.
And as Tosh mentioned before, it goes both ways.
Yeah, like
somebody's the best ever, or someone's actually
awful. And these stats, like the stats make the player and stuff. I think it's a big impact of social media.
Yeah,
I agree.
Sorry, Carl, but I think when you say social media, it's also just like the fan channels, isn't it? It's like most football content creators now are aligned to a team, I find.
Yeah.
So like they're specifically aligned to that team, and it's like this thing.
That's a bad thing.
Because it's like this thing now where if your team is questioned, you have to defend them.
I don't think Everton fans would do that.
No, I don't, because I hate them more than anyone. But like even on like the overlap generally. It's like you've got Rory Jennings, I suppose he slags Chelsea off, but it's like he'll always defend like
he's being racist.
No, not that. Probably not. But he'll go like he'll
have a dig at Tottenham.
Someone will go, who's the best, Hazard or Peter Osgood? And he'll go, I think Peter Osgood, mate. And he'll go, what?
Did you do it like Kante? Great video,
he's just got to talk about his team and everything's so centred that he'll have like a Liverpool fan will never just go, you know what, I reckon Hazard is better, you know? I love watching Hazard. He will never do that because they've got to defend their tribe. It probably doesn't mean anything, but I think that is a big part of it now. Not just general football fans.
I don't blame them for doing that though, because if you've seen Salah like score hundreds of goals for your team, you're obviously going to prefer.
It's the way it's done though, isn't it? It's like,
yeah, it's obviously. The way it's saying it's rubbish, that's my thing. Yeah, it's the start. Yeah. And my feel was, you can't think, I think I was linking it to like, oh, the stats say, you know, like...
Yeah, he's better because the stats say...
People say, like, the eye test, don't they? And you go, based on the eye test, how good they look at football. Not just, like, you're not looking at stats, you're looking at how much you enjoy.
You watch a game of football and you say...
And you go, Hazard's unbelievable. To watch.
Yeah.
Like, do you know that James Redmond?
Oh, yeah.
That Liverpool fan, I was like, seriously, that guy?
I like him.
He was on a Sky Sports video the other week.
Is he his butts?
Yeah.
Funny video, that helmet though.
Yeah, but he was on a Sky YouTube video the other week, and it was like a United fan or a City fan and a Liverpool fan, James Redmond, arguing, and it was like they had to pick the best 11 or something, and it was like they never agreed. Do you know what I mean? And the girl was like, "I'll choose then. I'll go with Ruben Dia," and it was like he couldn't just go, "Do you know what? He was well better, James Redmond." And I actually commented on it, and he replied back to me because he said. He was like, Michael Owen's well better than Aguero.
Oh.
And I was like, you've never watched Michael Owen play. He's about 23. Like, he hasn't watched Michael. And he went, yeah, from YouTube clips and that. That's what he replied to me. And you think, just say Aguero's better because he is. You're allowed. No one's going to turn on you.
Yeah. Was he better than Michael Owen's pretty good.
Maybe for 18 months, Aguero's great for about
Aguero
decade.
As a player, Aguero's better.
And as you mentioned before, Michael Owen's hated by everybody. Yeah,
if you were picking out a 1 to 11, you'd put Aguero.
Yeah.
He would
maybe second.
Even the most, he didn't say like.
I don't even think he'd be just in a Liverpool 1-11, would he? No, Michael.
Yeah. That's why it was mad, and it was just. But it was like not only have I got to defend Liverpool, I've got to choose. I've got to look like I'm a diehard fan with my opinion. Just say I didn't watch Michael Owen, but Torres was boss for a couple of years. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's changed, man. It's just social media, football, social media. But I'm going to stick to it. And also just for Rio Ferdinand constantly shouting Ballon d'Or.
That video was Ballon d'Or.
What are you talking about? Like someone, Ballon d'Or. Ballon d'Or. Is he like Ballon d'Or in the background? Like, what is this whopper doing? I think it stems from that. I think this sort of, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, why is this the big deal? But yeah, I don't know. But yeah, special honourable to Howard Webb, Dermot Gallagher. And what do they call it? PGMLL. The Mafia.
Mafia. The Cup Mafia.
The Nonce Mafia.
it's not him and his mates. I'm sorry.
Nonce Olympics.
What was his name? What was one of 80 Clock? David Coote. They got rid of Coote. Coote was doing God's work. They got rid of him. The PGMLL.
He took the hit.
Yeah. Right then. Lastly, Bob. Where are you going?
So I mentioned briefly before that we're all on the same wavelength. And I think mine is linked to everybody's, maybe apart from Sean's. So I was going to label it as the mediaification of football. And then I was going to mention social media, but I'm going to stick with television coverage, which Callum mentioned before. And again, linked to Everton's ridiculous kickoff time of 8 o'clock when Moyes is usually a bottle of red wine beef. Just the control that television companies have over football in this country, having far too much influence on when teams play, when long-suffering fans have to travel the length and breadth of the country to go and see their team home and away. It's just completely ridiculous and unreasonable. The amount of money they pumped into the game has benefited it in some way, but also ruined it in many ways as well. But I think the most irritating thing about football television, until I change my mind in about 30 seconds, is the absolutely shocking standard of football pundits now. You've got people like, I've forgotten his name now, Gabby Agbonlahor, who's not on telly, on TalkSport. Thick as mint, can't string a sentence together, don't understand why he's being employed to talk about football. Sky Sports used to be great with the retro lineup on Soccer Saturday. One conspiracy theorist can be excluded from that great list, but
it is great.
It's the wokeness that got rid of them.
But that lineup used to be great, and the people they've got on now just aren't the same. They've tried to appeal to new audiences. They're bringing on influencers to talk about football when they used to have absolute experts on, which is a load of nonsense. Not even necessarily woke, just really stupid nonsense. Then the person I was going to mention, who's just been mentioned about a minute ago, was Rio Ferdinand, because what an absolute helmet he is. He shouldn't be. He's pushing 50 and he's trying to talk like he's 20 years of age. That needs to stop. Absolutely ridiculous behavior. It's Callum now. Rio Ferdinand's an unacceptable individual for many reasons, but he shouldn't be on telly constantly. That was the best thing about the Amazon coverage, that we didn't have to put up with his drivel talking all the time. And think if we've got anything else to moan about. I don't think I have, just general television ruining football, and just football isn't a television programme. It's so much more important than just watching Soccer Saturday. It's the whole experience of going the game with your friends, your family and stuff like that. And just, it's, for so many people, it's just completely separate to that now, and it is just the favourite television series, which is not even woke nonsense. It's just stupid.
I agree.
Special mention to Griffin there.
I agree. I think it goes on, I mean, along similar lines of like my FA Cup stuff and that. Like, they're just trying to get involved too much in it and change it around. And it is for the money, which is the wrong reason to do it for. I do think some television, like Monday Night Football, is usually great, because that is more like them. No, I think wrong. No, like when you get someone who's really good at and talks well, and they do like the analysis of things, that is interesting. That is like, that's not just like.
But also on Monday Night Football, they don't just spend the first like 45 minutes talking about Liverpool or City. No matter who's 45
minutes, 2 hours. Yeah, don't feel it starts like quarter past six.
Yeah,
I think that's different to what Bob is saying. I think that's more like informative rather than just kind of like for views or for clicks or for like
one thing.
Did you ever watch the first hour and a half of Monday Night Football?
times.
You should record the podcast then, so you never watched it then, did you?
Like, and then I watched it after when you get like a, when you have like Russell Martin the other night was like really good and really interesting. But he got like an interesting person.
Fellow's got about 7 points.
Yeah,
why would you listen to him?
Here's how to lose a Premier League game.
Norwich and Peterborough's going to take Southampton to the lowest points ever. Yeah, listen to him.
You go on it then. You'd
be well better.
One thing I failed to mention before, just because I want the clip in on the socials, Sean, the David Mitchell, there's too much football going on.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is not true. Yeah.
It's on too much.
Yeah.
I think what annoys me, Monday Night Football, I actually do think all our analysis, I don't care.
No, I don't care. I
show that big full pitch thing, I'm like, bothered.
Yeah.
You've got your scouting head on there, Carl, it's your problem.
Yeah. No, I think that programme...
Scouting head above that roller neck.
I just don't think that Monday Night Football is like the side of the mediaification.
Yeah.
I record on a Sunday. I quite like the hour after the Sunday, and they just sat around and they're talking.
Is that just the opposite of Monday Night Football then you're talking about?
Yeah, just like, but like, not like...
It's better
not,
watching it on a Sunday.
No, but like, they're not talking about like, oh, look at Carragher, look how wide the two fullbacks were in the Norwich-Sunderland game. It's like Keno just letting loose.
That's what we need more. Characters like Keno.
No, I was just about to say, the only thing I was going to say is what annoys me is like you always get the impression with all these like Neville and Carragher. I think are great. I could listen to Neville and Carragher all the time. But like when they do all these fan debates and they do all these things, they never once are they scared to talk about the fact that, you know, like they put Liverpool or Everton in away at Arsenal on a Saturday night when there's no trains back. There's no ever like mention for that or a last minute rearrangement or something like that.
Yeah,
I just think like for these people who are like, they're scared to say something else. There was something else recently that I was thinking, you wish they should be speaking out about that. I can't remember what it was, but
they are also their employers though.
That's what I'm saying, but yeah, no, so obviously, but still, well, you're going to sack them because they say that. I don't know, maybe.
Well, no, but I don't know, it's just one of them, isn't it? Like, they can't like Sky off on Sky.
I know, but like they would raise their voices on other things to do with football and like things like that. Well, that's like, I don't go away with them, and none of us do, so we're not really affected by that, but we're only affected by when it's at home, when you play on a Monday night, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Could we watch a Monday night football? Or
There's no analysis on this game. But yeah. Russell Martin thinks about this game.
I can see it wider than Carragher, though, so that's the only thing I like, but yeah, I don't know. It's just, that's the thing, but no, I mean, it's definitely a fair point. It's just it links to Callum's, I think. But there's bits of it, like, you know, it's obviously so overdone, isn't it? And there's like so much analysis. But I actually don't like all the extra analysis football stats. I don't like stats, I told you.
Yeah,
if I go back to my previous phrase of the eye test as well, I feel like analysis has killed the eye test off. No, you're like, you're saying over analysis of a football match means you don't enjoy it anymore to the same extent. Like, because you're overthinking everything.
Yeah, I just think sometimes that's interesting to
especially when you work in football.
But
like,
I think the eye test is better than the stats a lot of times. But I think that's nice to look. But I just think it's interesting to
Don't like Carragher, like, he obviously is mad for it and loves it, and like he does it, and he does a good job of it, like he does explain, but I just think that would be something that says too much. Monday Night Football does not need to be starting at R6.
Yeah. Monday evening football.
But also that would be what the FA Cup would be. Would be what the FA Cup would be if it was still a thing.
FA Cup final.
Where you started at like...
Yeah, but that's like the FA Cup final day. It's like people say, it's like not like... It's not 7 hours of looking at the thing. It's like, it's a knockout and...
Footage of the fans making a stadium out.
It's a knockout and all that. Like, what they talk about, isn't it? Like, there wouldn't have been 3 hours of an analysis before the game on that. No chance. 10 minutes.
Last thing. Obviously, there's far too many Reds on Sky and all football channels, but another thing to moan about the Reds about is that they still manage to complain that the commentators aren't animated enough when Liverpool score. They had a complaint about Martin Tyler, didn't they? That he wasn't.
He complained about Carragher as well, because like he's trying to say Carragher like tries to be too the other way. I think it's just not true.
Too the other way, is it like what?
Yeah, no, like as if like, you know, he doesn't want to come across that he's like Liverpool.
Absolute nonsense.
I also think that, like, I mean, again, I like listening to him and Carragher. United playing Arsenal on Sunday, Gary Neville should not be the co-commentator on that. Like, you know, I listen to Gary Neville, so it's fine for me, but if I was Man United, like, who hated Man United, like I'm sure lots of Arsenal fans do,
yeah.
And you got Gary Neville, like I'm sure Carragher's probably commentated on a derby, hasn't he? I don't like listening to it, but yeah, I don't know, it's just, that seems wrong. But any other further points?
No.
Fair play. Right then. Do you remember who that rubbish pundit was that you're thinking of?
I'd gone the whole.
Oh, was it? Fair enough. I reckon his brummy accent doesn't help. It's not a good accent, is it? It's just if you...
Maybe
it's very easy to sound thick if you've
got a big sausage.
He's a bit of a wind-up mate, yeah. Though I think he's quite good for that regard.
He fits the bill for TalkSport.
You need to be that, isn't that? Like we said about like fan channels. You just need to be... You need to say something mad, just a wind. Because they need callers, don't they?
Yeah, you want to make it on Sky.
Yeah, say something mad, get all these angry.
Seen the one at the end of the season last year, he's saying Villa should sign Isaac from Newcastle, and Newcastle fans go screaming down the phone. Why would you come to use these? He's like, well, I'll just take him. You know, I'll take it back.
It's good to have Gabby.
Big fan.
Yeah, right. Okay, then, that is our thing. Do we have an obvious one, or is my extra one just going in there? Referees. I'll agree on that one.
Yeah.
No, go on then.
Or we could just have the Reds.
Or the Reds, yeah. That would be great, that. Or Evan. I didn't go room 442. Yeah. So, our suggestions for room 442, Callum's Cup Mafia, my Ballon d'Or, Sean's, how would you describe the kit numbers? Extravagant.
Number 69.
Yeah, okay. Sean's mad kit
Sean
numbers.
69 on the phone. No one wants that.
Sean's kit numbers and Bob's over mediaification of... Well, I'm sure that's not a word, but it seems to work.
We did coin it,
yeah. Right then, I can't remember where we're up to in the podcast. It's something to do with keeping up appearances.
I've got the results.
Have you really?
Yeah. It's worked out very smoothly.
This is unbelievable.
See, this is why I'm up here. Yeah. Wait, where can I be?
I can see you behind that mic as well.
Anyway, it would be great if you had like a black t-shirt on, because then you would have looked quite like the microphone.
Cheers.
What's going on? Well,
segue.
Sorry, John. Top.
Are we doing a song or not? I don't think there's a natural place for it. Or should we end the episode with it?
Yeah,
end the episode with the songs in.
Yeah, song of the week.
You could
that.
Sing it. Yeah.
Okay. Right. I've got the results. So, see how smooth it was that no one even knew I was checking.
I actually noticed your calculator.
I have, managed to do it all. We've got...
It's quite good, because I actually can't remember who I went. Barry Bannon.
So,
Barry
Bannon. We've got
Baz,
a very, very good shout within 10.
Ooh.
And we've got a very, very bad shout within 250.
Barry Bannon's surely not played 500 times.
Within
200...
So, in last place... With 52.
Wait there, let's see. Oh, it's got to be your one.
It's Pavel Cernic. Yeah. Who played 52 times for Jeff Wedd, meaning he's 238 out.
Can I just check if that was more or less than Chris Rigg? It was because that got put on TikTok. So
in fairness, though,
another
it was my second choice. You went straight in on Chris Rigg.
I was pissed up. I wasn't saying.
Okay, in third place.
296 out, it was still worse than yours.
In third place, 150 out on 440 is Barry Bannon.
Oh, 440?
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
how many was he out?
150.
The bigger one's still closer to you than it was the actual answer.
Okay, last two then. We have Michael Tong and Jack O'Connell.
Ooh.
In second place on 177. So if my maths is right, 113 out.
Ah, I don't know.
Yeah, either way. 177, it is...
What was the number again?
442.
No, that was
242. Is in second place, Jack O'Connell.
Get
and
in.
And then on 299,
oof.
Nine wow. off Michael Tong. I want half a point there.
Yeah, you should do really,
no.
Tongy.
I definitely should. I could have gone first.
Oh,
you
didn't.
I'd see him score that goal as well. You can have half a point,
but it's just reducing how many out by.
I think Tosh should have half a point as well.
Yeah. So I'm 237 and a half.
Yeah.
So.
Tosh had a good story about him as well, so did you get half a point?
Yeah, I seen that goal, didn't I?
Yeah.
So you don't get any of
that's fine. As long as Tosh wins, that's fine. Giving my point from Tosh's from Bob's game as well.
Did you get a point for that? Oh, no, yeah.
Well, right. What an answer.
What is the point?
Very good answer by me and you, that guy. I think the new system worked. I don't know about you, but probably we're not going to see it again because this is the last one.
Did it for you?
Let the audience decide.
It will be the last
back by popular
just,
demand.
Just so you know.
No chance.
Oh, do you let you have that mic next time? You will keep that.
Yeah. I do love that mic. I wish I'd have selected for myself, to be honest.
I know, I was good.
He's done well. That's brought the best out of you.
Yeah,
has.
Yeah, to be fair. Still only 6 out of 10, but...
Going in the right direction.
Going in the right direction, yeah. Right then, song of the week, Bob. Room 442. Could it be the World Cup song, mate? Back,
it could be.
On my head, son.
On my head, son.
It could be that.
I don't think it's
probably not Yacht Rock, then.
No.
Anything's Yacht Rock, if you believe it.
That's actually true.
That's like the philosophy, true, isn't it, of Yacht Rock?
It's a good Yacht Rock song.
I don't have any Yacht Rock. Either it should be a normal song or no song.
How long by Ace?
What?
Is it Ace? How long?
What's it going like?
I was about to say that. I'm not doing that. Don't expose me. Don't expose me. Flaws on there.
I do think it should be a 5 song.
Why? As you said, for
Maroon 5.
The boys are back in town.
A reunion that no one wanted.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Lads,
what's that gonna do with this?
Lads who are way too old to be doing this from.
Yeah.
Yep, that sounds about right. You two aren't big 5 fans, are you?
There is one I like, but I can't remember what it's called.
Outrageous. I know, that is the end if these don't like 5.
It's the end anyway.
Bob, you do it. You selected 5 songs.
Go on. Look right down the camera and say it.
Go on, camera.
Just because I mentioned Sean's number 69 before, we'll do When the Lights Go Out by 5 as Song of the Week.
I do like that one as well. So.
Yeah. You would have said that, wouldn't you?
Banger.
Yeah. I mean, what the one I was thinking is then. Sorry. Let's wrap it up, Callum.
Wrap it up. Thank you very much for joining us on this month's episode of Keeping Up Appearances. You may see us back in the studio sometime soon. We hope you enjoyed. Great quiz by Bob. Some great questions there. We all took an equal share, was it?
Yeah.
Did we draw any?
On level.
Uneven equal, yeah.
Tosh thinks goal he difference. Got the moral victory.
I did, really.
Yeah, he got a goal difference. Right. We'll give him that. Victory by me on Keeping Up Appearances for a change. And a very in-depth, what was that? Whispering under his breath. Disgraceful. And a very hotly debated Maroon 5 as well. Lots of talk in that one. So hopefully something goes in Room 442 that deserves to be in there. And we might change football today, boys.
That was it.
Yeah.
You can do a little bit along your way, Callum. Thursday night. That's what I'm here for.
It is what you're here for. Save football, save podcasts. Save Sean.
Yeah.
Thanks.